And we'll take time once again to hear from our political poets. The subject, last Friday night's town hall-style presidential debate. On the left is Calvin Trillin. On the right, James Bowman. We begin with Mr. Trillin.
A close follower of the debates comes to the realization that George W. Bush may still not know that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. It seems bizarre, but these debates may show that he's the only one who doesn't know. Why else insist that sanctions couldn't have worked, and that the evil terrorists who lurked around those parts could get a germ or bomb if we had not removed, post-haste, Saddam? Bush wouldn't have learned the truth from news reports. He's said he reads no papers, maybe sports, but otherwise his staff gives him the news. And they, by now familiar with his views, may even as the facts came clear have feared to say his causus belli disappeared. The first debate revealed just how he acts when he's confronted with unpleasant facts. It's understandable they might feel terror at telling someone who admits no error there's evidence of one mistake he made when he selected countries to invade.
Calvin Trillin's political poetry can be found in the book Obliviously On He Sails, The Bush Administration in Rhyme. And now from the right, James Bowman.
The Temptation of John Kerry, or Right Into the Camera. Senator Kerry, said James Varner of St. Louis, would you be willing to look directly into the camera, for the camera doesn't lie, for the camera is the window into the soul of the electorate, and using simple and unequivocal language, give the American people your solemn pledge, for to pledge is to commit oneself, to pledge is to buy the ring and to meet the parents, not to sign any legislation that will increase the tax burden, and faintly stirs the echo, and the Congress will push me to raise taxes, and I'll say no, and they'll push again, and all I can say to them is, read my lips, no new taxes. On families earning less than $200,000 a year during your first term? And so the young hero turned his face to the camera. He did not hesitate, that one brave in battle. Absolutely, yes. And yes, I said, yes, I will, yes. Right into the camera, yes. I am not going to raise taxes. So passion's debt was paid, and so it fell to a man named George Bush to tell us that our wooer, ours and the camera's, was just not credible. Well, he ought to know.
Political verse from James Bowman, a resident scholar at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C. We also heard from writer Calvin Trillin.